This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Speaking of things that travel across the United States, a total solar eclipse is going to be observable along a big swath of North America on April 8th. The path of totality, that's when the moon's shadow completely blocks out the sun. It enters the continent through Mexico and then crosses the United States from Texas to Maine. And those few minutes of darkness create economic opportunities for people along the way.
My name is Maddie Coffin. I live in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I'm 17 years old and I'm a singer-songwriter. I will be playing at Donovan, Missouri for this eclipse. It's a music and arts festival on Current River. A lot of, you know, bringing the community together through music and art. I'm getting paid about $100 for my hour slot in the festival.
My name is Lexi DeBalzo. I live in Lakewood, Ohio. I am a local artist and designer and have been creating products out of my home studio since 2012. With us being in the path of totality for the eclipse, I decided that it would be a good time to design something that would impact a lot of people, not just in Northeast Ohio, but anyone who's experiencing the eclipse this year. It's just kind of a keepsake ornament. I felt a lot of things out on the market that I saw were t-shirts and short-lived experiences. And I kind of wanted to create something people would take out every single year and say, oh yeah, I did that. I have sold about 40 of them so far. My sales for March, though, however, are up like 200%+ because this is a very off-season time of year for ornaments, needless to say. After the eclipse leaves the Cleveland area, we'll be heading north, going up through Erie, Pennsylvania, on to New York, and so on up to Maine.
Hi, my name is Johanna Dominguez. I am the owner of Put a Plan On It in Buffalo, New York. It was a challenge trying to come up with, well, since all these people are coming here and there's going to be an eclipse here, what is a good way to take advantage of it, and how do I do that still staying true to our brand, which is houseplants and local artists? So I started creating a list of a bunch of different celestial themed plants that have star or moon or sun in their name. And that's, it grew from there. We're open that day, but obviously we're kicking everyone out and being like, go watch this. I have family that's coming up for it. And so we've been trying to figure out where to go, what to do, but also where to eat and what's going to be the best eclipse viewing spot. I wanted to have my dog with me, so I'm going to a park that is overlooking Erie, but I don't think everyone's going to be there.
We've kind of termed it as a nor'easter of people. My name is Fred Grant, and I'm the owner of WHOU radio station here in Houlton, Maine. We're throwing a giant party downtown. We looked at it from a marketing opportunity and making sure that our businesses take advantage, that our residents can take advantage of it through renting rooms within their homes, Airbnbs, also working with our public police to help figure out how do we get these thousands of cars into our community. It's a lot. But we're excited to show off our town and our community. Our region was impacted significantly by COVID. We lost so much. So the fact that we're going to be able to come together in a large population like this is really going to be something special.
I am thinking about doing moon or eclipse related songs.
I am excited to be in the path of totality and feel some of the awe and amazement that I know I will feel experiencing something that is bigger than yourself, and you're sharing that experience with other human beings.
It's going to be part of the Houlton lore for decades to come.